time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Commissioner Larry Jensen with Carbon County. We're going to talk about the county's COVID-19 response. We're going to talk about some surplus properties in the county. And we're going to talk about the fate of the Senior Citizen Center. It's kind of coming up, and we're going to know what's going on with it. It's coming up, and then that's the one down on Carbon Avenue. Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave. We appreciate your radio station and the valuable service you provide for our community.
Anytime. That's what we're here for. Now, let's start right off the out of the gate and talk about the whole COVID-19 response. You were telling me off the air, you guys are taking your cues just pretty much like everybody else from the health department, correct?
Yes. The health officer with the health department is the one who has the responsibility of keeping us safe, and we've just supported and taken leads from them helped everywhere we could there, but have not wanted to jump in and try to dictate the outcome of any of those guidelines that have been given by our local health department and also the governor.
And, you know, that's the one thing that you've kind of defer to them. They know what's going on. So if we defer to them and listen to them, things have been going fairly good, I would say.
They've gone really well. We've been able to keep the virus out of our community to a large degree. I think as people continue to follow the guidelines moving forward, as we gather in larger groups and are out and about more, we'll continue to have a safe community.
I would agree with you there. Now, let's start right off. We teased a little bit about it at the beginning. The Senior Citizen Building on Carbon Avenue. Let's go into the processes that kind of got us to where we're at today with the Senior Citizen Building.
Okay, well, the building that the Boys and Girls Club is in today is a building that the county ended up with, I think, in 1938 and has owned it for a lot of years. Our insurance company does annual audits on our buildings, and this last year they came in and did a inspection of the building and gave us a fairly lengthy list of things that need to be done to it in order for them to continue to insure us. And as we weighed the costs of those improvements, we just can't justify spending the money there. So in October of last year, we asked for proposals from the public of anyone who had interest in purchasing it. At the time, we did not ask for a price. We just wondered if there was interest. We did receive some interest, and so we had the two commercial appraisals done on the building that we're required to do by law or by statute, and those appraisals came back. One appraisal was $390,000, the other was $410,000. So we used the average of those two, which is $400,000, as a benchmark to dispose of the surplus property. We advertised a second time, and those requests that we've offered for the public to actually propose a purchase price to us to buy the building, that deadline is next Tuesday, the day before our regular county commission meeting. And so at our commission meeting on June 17th at 4:30, we'll open those proposals and try to make a decision of what to do.
And so if there are any interested parties, your proposal needs to be in by Tuesday. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
The 16th.
Yes.
And, you know, this is one of those things that we were talking off the air about as well, as, you know, it's a great building, and it just needs to be fiscally done correctly.
Yes.
So
there's a lot of folks in the community that don't want to see it tore down, and we're sympathetic to that as well. The building is a liability to us as it sits now, and so work would have to be done in order to leave it open. And so we're faced with a tough decision. We'll see if we get some proposals this next week.
Okay, so we've got that coming at us. And then the county actually has a lot of surplus property that you guys were kind of going through and mm-hmm. and maybe wanting to get some stuff off the books, right?
We are. We've done an inventory of, or we're in the middle of it, of looking at all of the properties the county has acquired over time, and whether it's been through a tax sale that no one offered money on the property, or that reverts to the county, or there are some parcels that actually have been deeded to the county for one reason or another. We have parcels that maybe are next to someone's property here in the county, and there may be interest of folks purchasing these parcels. So, you know, they range from a quarter acre that could potentially be a building lot to fairly large parcels with hundreds of acres. And so what we would encourage people to do is, if they're aware of property that they have interest in, let us know where it is, and we will go through the process of offering those parcels to the public for purchase. About a month ago, we actually sold two parcels that we had had requests from individuals, so there's a process we have to go through legally in order to dispose of those, to make sure that as a commission we're not selling those properties at a reduced rate to a buddy. It needs to be available to the public. So if people keep an eye out, the advertisements would be in the newspaper as well as on the public notice websites. So if they'll keep their eye out in the future here, they'll begin to see some of those parcels come up.
And you said you had two right now in particular that you're looking at? Is that what you were saying?
There's been a request for two parcels. One is up in the consumers area. It's a little larger parcel. And the other one is out in Soldier Creek. It's a 40-acre parcel.
So, and those are both on the public notice website now? Is that
not yet.
Not yet.
Not
those,
yet.
But you're getting ready on those ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Commissioner Jensen, thank you for taking out the time to come in today. Once again, the commission meeting is coming up Wednesday, the 17th. It will start at 4:30, correct?
Yes.
And that's there at the commission chambers. Everybody get out and, you know, see what's going on in your county, right? Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.